Monday is Labor Day. Does anybody on our...
I turned it on. There we go. All right. Everybody sit down. All right. Monday is Labor Day, gang. And I get curious about the meaning of different things. And I started thinking, what is Labor Day? So my question for you guys, what is Labor Day? Does anybody know what Labor Day is? Okay, say that. I think I heard you. You take a break to celebrate the people who work. Give that guy a round of applause. You know, I was kind of curious about it. As a matter of fact, a guy named Peter McGuire invented the holiday. And he said, we're going to have a day to celebrate, to pay tribute to the contribution and achievements of American workers. So you got it right. But here's something else. A lot of people see that it's the end of summer, that Labor Day marks the end of summer. Of course, y'all have already been going to school, so you've already celebrated the end of summer 2 weeks ago. But I wanted you to think about this. One of the most interesting things to me is that work is a good thing. You know, a lot of people think work is a bad thing. It's God's punishment. Do you know that we started working before the fall of man, before sin entered in the world? As a matter of fact, in Genesis 2:15, listen to this. The first job in the world. It says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and keep it. The first job was a gardener. The first job was taking care of the Garden of Eden. Now, for me, that would be torture. I'd rather do something else, like take care of the animals. But the first job was taking... And so the thing I want you guys to understand is that work is a good thing. And when you get old enough to have a job, I hope that you'll get one and that you would understand that you just don't work, but you work for God. And it's one of the ways that we can show people what is important to us. So work is good. Labor Day, have fun. Celebrate it. And more than anything else, be grateful you live in a country where you can have fun. Okay? Now, another thing I wanted to call to your attention, in the back there's a little bitty prayer card. And a lot of people don't realize, but in Arkansas, we have a mission fund. And it's called the Dixie Jackson State Offering. And this is a prayer guide. And maybe get your parents to get it and have you pray about the different things. And one of the things that they support is what is called the BCM. And the BCM is a college ministry that is funded by this offering. And when you go to college someday, one of the things I hope you'll do is be a part of the BCM. So they're on the back table. Our goal is, as a church, is $500. So pick up an envelope, put your change in it, but most of all, pray for the different things on the chart that you have, okay? Let's pray. Lord, be with us now, Lord, and help us to continue to be what you want us to be. Help us to celebrate the gift of work and that it's a good thing. And help us, Lord, to pray for our missionaries in the state of Arkansas. For it's in Jesus' name.